Amber and Dusk. Amber and Dusk, Book One. Written by Lyra Selene and read by Imogen Sage. The sun had not set on the Amber Empire for a thousand tides, but that didn't mean my world knew nothing of darkness or violence. The sky-clad platoon bore down on the convoy beneath a sky spackled with blood and charcoal. Bright metal armor glinted red in the twilight. Hoofbeats on packed earth echoed the drum of my heart against my ribs. I reached for the amulet at my neck, letting the familiarity of its skin-warmed planes calm my twisting nerves. I wasn't the only one who was afraid. Voices of laborers and free travelers rose in panic as the soldats approached. Women drew tight the curtains of their wagons. Men shouted for children scurrying among the mess of tents and cook fires and freight drays. Livestock brayed and squawked. Only Madame Rena was still. She stood in front of the biggest transport with feet planted wide and dark braids dancing in the hot breeze. She didn't flinch as the platoon drew close enough to see the wild eyes of the mounts and the silvery dristic armor protecting the bodies of the soldats.
Luca!
I called, although I couldn't drag my eyes away from the approaching platoon.
Luca, where are you?
Here, Sylvie. The gentle touch on my shoulder reassured me. But when I turned toward my friend, his normally laughing face was tense and serious. His hazel eyes darted, barely registering his mother's stalwart figure at the front of the camp.
Where's Vesh? Have you seen my brother?
He was playing with the other children last time I saw, I murmured. Vesh was younger than Luca by nearly 12 tides and rarely strayed far from his older brother's protective eye. Luca, I'm sure he's fine.
Fine,
Luca agreed. The certainty of the word didn't reach his eyes.
Listen, you stay here. Don't move. Let Maman do the talking. I'm going to find my brother.
Luca, wait!
But he was already gone, swallowed up by the permanent twilight. I breathed deeply through my nose and tried to calm the thrumming of my heart. The Sisters of the Scion, the religious sect who raised me, swore my unsanctioned journey to the Amber City would be cursed with misfortune. But I never imagined that menace might come from the Amber Empire's own troops. The Skyclad, the Amber Empress's elite force, were said to be born with a weapon in each hand, unflinchingly trained, merciless. Their famed armor was bright and pale as the azure heavens above the distant Meridian Desert. The platoon thundered to a halt at the front of the camp. The captain dismounted in a flurry of dristic and blue, tossing her reins to a lieutenant and dragging off her helmet. She was a tall woman, near Madame Rena's age. Gray threads sparked in the brown hair knotted at the nape of her neck. Laugh lines etched her face, but her eyes were forged of hard metal.
You!
The captain glared down her nose at Rena.